The owner of two locally owned fitness clubs says people are coming through the doors and getting acquainted with safety protocols after being closed for about 5 months. Randy Sabrin of Metro Fitness says COVID-19 has heightened the awareness of disinfectants and social distancing requirements, although they always took measures to clean surfaces and protect members. The real threat to your health, he says, is if you don't exercise and maintain proper nutrition.
So there's, you know, certainly many reasons why exercise can reduce your risk for a variety of illnesses. And if you were to be afflicted with COVID, it wouldn't impact you as severely as if you had not taken care of yourself.
He says underlying conditions can be self-inflicted, and much of that behavior is linked to how active a person is. He says those fitness options were taken away when gyms closed. The state requires that all fitness club members must wear masks. Sabrin says there has been some pushback and trainers are adjusting to the pace of workouts because breathing is somewhat restricted now. But there are some exceptions depending on a person's health.
We have clients that have medical conditions and they have been speaking with their doctors. But according to the mandate, the only option is a shield as opposed to a mask. So we have a few that are looking at that as an option so they can breathe a little more comfortably but still protect themselves and their fellow members.
Metro Fitness takes members' temperatures as part of a health screening when they arrive. Sabrin has already seen an increase in personalized training clients. He thinks people are drawn to their gyms because the client-to-customer ratio is much smaller than the larger workout chains with more people. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.